fear of failure is the primary obstacle Santiago must overcome on his journey. Throughout the book, wise individuals tell Santiago, "This fear becomes irrelevant if you faithfully pursue your dreams." This wisdom is supported by the times Santiago truly pursued his dreams, like turning himself into the wind.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats.
StoryShots: Summary of the Alchemist, a fable about following your dream by Paulo Coelho. Life gets busy. Has The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho been sitting on your reading list? Learn the key insights now. We're scratching the surface here. If you don't already have the book, order your copy or get the audiobook for free using the link in the description or the StoryShots app to learn the juicy details. Introduction.
Do you have a personal legend? You probably do, even if you don't know it yet. Your personal legend is what you want to achieve in life. In The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho explores this theme through the mystical tale of a shepherd boy named Santiago. He thinks his desired goal is to find treasure, but after going on a long, difficult quest, he realizes his true goal, or personal legend, is what he learned along the way. Since it was first published in 1988, The Alchemist has delighted and inspired millions of people around the world. Continue listening to discover why.
About Paulo Coelho.
Paulo Coelho is a Brazilian writer who specializes in spiritually inspired novels. Coelho had a troubled childhood and rebelled against his Catholic parents' religion. Subsequently, they committed him to a psychiatric hospital on three occasions. Coelho used this hardship and his spiritual awakening while on his 500-mile journey to Santiago de Compostela as inspiration for his books. Before becoming a writer, Coelho engaged with multiple professions. He has worked as a lawyer, songwriter, actor, journalist, and theater director. The Alchemist was initially a slow seller, but has grown to become the most translated book by a living author. Coelho lets the world around him guide his writing. His ritual is to begin writing a novel when he sees a white feather in January of an odd year.
Story shot 1. Dreaming is what makes life interesting.
It's the possibility of having a dream come true that makes life interesting. Paulo Coelho. The main character in The Alchemist is a shepherd called Santiago. The story starts with Santiago pondering the nature of his work. Santiago is close to his animals. He calls each of them by name, his schedule revolves around them, and he has conversations with them. Recently, Santiago's conversations have been about a girl he met a year ago. He met her in the village that is the next destination on his journey. Santiago hasn't stopped thinking about this girl all year. She is a merchant's daughter he met while delivering wool to a shop where she was browsing. The shop owner bought the wool from Santiago and encouraged him to return a year later. And Santiago is on the way back to the village where he first met the girl. Santiago views his shepherding life as providing him with considerable freedom. He allows his sheep to lead the way and eventually finds a new path. However, Santiago realizes this is not a real discovery. He once dreamed of traveling the world. He accepts that dreaming about what you don't have is what makes life interesting. This is why he has been dreaming for a year about seeing this girl again.
Story shot 2. We all have a personal legend we want to achieve.
There are two key themes in The Alchemist: personal legends and pursuing your dream. Personal legends. Once Santiago reaches Tarifa, his last stop before the village where his dream girl lives, he visits an old gypsy woman. This woman claims she can interpret dreams. Santiago has had a recurring dream where a child shows him the location of some treasure. However, he wakes up just before he finds out exactly where it is. The gypsy woman tells Santiago this treasure is legitimate. She explains to him that dreams are a language used by the soul of the world to communicate with people. The woman accepts as payment 1/10 of the treasure when Santiago finds it. Upon leaving the gypsy woman's house, Santiago sits in the plaza to read a book. An old man comes up to him and tells him he has read that book. The man reveals himself to be Melchizedek, the king of Salem. He bestows wisdom upon Santiago. This wisdom is that the world believes fate prevents people from achieving their personal legend. Personal legends are dreams that people have wanted to achieve their entire life. Just as the gypsy woman said, Melchizedek explains that personal legends come from the soul of the world. However, fear and routine obscure our personal legend. Melchizedek explains to Santiago that he only appears to people who are ready to achieve their dreams. He will tell Santiago about the treasure in his dream if the boy gives him 1/10 of his sheep.
Pursuing your dreams.
After deliberation, Santiago decides his sheep and the merchant's daughter were merely steps on the way to his personal legend, i.e. the treasure. He decides to sell his flock immediately and gives Melchizedek 6 sheep for free. Melchizedek tells Santiago to always follow the omens and gives Santiago 2 stones. One stone is black and called Urim, meaning yes, and the other is white and called Thummim, meaning no. These stones will help Santiago if he struggles to understand the omens. With the money from selling his flock, Santiago buys a ticket from Tarifa to Africa and sets sail to find the treasure. Upon arriving in Tangier, Santiago realizes that obtaining his personal legend will be more complicated than he first imagined. For starters, he does not speak Arabic. While sitting alone in a bar, a young man approaches Santiago. In Spanish, the man offers to help him get to the Egyptian pyramids where the treasure lies. However, when the young man offers to help Santiago buy a camel, he robs him of all his money. Santiago weeps with despair. He has nothing and asks the stones if Melchizedek's blessing is still with him. The answer is yes. So, Santiago continues on his journey toward obtaining his dreams. Wandering the streets in search of opportunities, Santiago comes across a crystal shop struggling financially. Santiago cleans the front window, and the owner offers him a job. The owner is willing to pay Santiago enough to save up for a new flock of sheep and his passage back home. Santiago agrees and takes the job.
Personal legends explained.
Personal legends serve as the only means by which a person can live a satisfying life. Those who put off their personal legends will suffer from regret and fail to experience the wealth associated with achieving them. Additionally, following your personal legends will allow the world to bestow favors upon you. The novel even explains that natural elements must aim to achieve their personal legends. For example, alchemy involves turning metal into its own personal legend, gold.
Story shot 3. Everything happens for a reason.
After obtaining enough money to buy another flock and travel home, Santiago has a conversation with the crystal shop owner. He asks for the owner's blessing to go home. Although the owner gives his blessing, he also tells Santiago that he knows he will not return to Spain. He says Santiago will continue to pursue his personal legend. Santiago accepts he is far from home and closer to the Egyptian pyramids than the treasure. He takes a chance and starts living in a caravan in the desert to search for the treasure. While living here, he meets an Englishman in search of his own personal legend. Melchizedek also gave this man Urim and Thummim. Santiago realizes the series of events he has experienced have all guided him closer to his personal legend. Even being robbed was part of his journey toward finding the treasure. While traveling across the desert, the Englishman talks to Santiago about the soul of the world. He describes this as the principle that governs all things. If we have an intuition or genuinely want something, we are immersed in the soul of the world. Santiago reads some of the Englishman's alchemy books. He discovered that almost all famous alchemists dedicated their lives to realizing their personal legends. However, Santiago wants to read the world's omens through everyday life, rather than in old books.
Story Shot 4: Love Helps You Hear the Soul of the World.
The caravan finally reaches the oasis where an alchemist has been waiting for its arrival. This alchemist knew from reading the desert's omens that someone in a caravan sought them out. At this time, a war is taking place between the tribes of the desert. This war makes the desert too dangerous to cross. Therefore, the caravan must stay at the oasis indefinitely. Santiago meets a beautiful girl, Fatima, at a well, and falls in love with her. He learns that being in love helps you hear the language of the soul of the world. Santiago starts meeting Fatima at the well every day. He tells her about his story and everything he has learned during his journey.
Santiago's vision saves him.
Santiago is so in love with Fatima, he tells her he wants to marry her. He's even thinking about giving up on his quest so he can be with her. Fatima tells Santiago she understands he needs to find the treasure to realize his life goals. While pondering this alone on the outskirts of the oasis, Santiago has a vision of an invading army. After consulting one of the caravan's guides, Santiago resolves to tell the oasis chiefs what the desert's omens have shown him. After he tells them, they deliberate and decide to prepare for war. This war is against the oasis tradition, as the area is usually considered neutral ground. The chiefs make a deal with Santiago. If the enemy arrives, they will give Santiago a gold piece for every 10 enemies slain. If Santiago's vision is wrong, he will be killed. Walking home from his meeting with the chiefs, Santiago is pensive but sure he has made the right decision.
Santiago is ambushed.
A man with a falcon on his shoulder, dressed all in black and riding a white horse, assails Santiago. The attacker holds a sword to Santiago's head and demands to know how he knew of the approaching army. Santiago is frightened and explains to the man about the omens of the desert and his personal legend. He says he had no choice. To Santiago's surprise, the man understands completely. He leaves, telling Santiago to find him if he survives in the coming days. As the horseman rides away, Santiago realizes he has just met the alchemist. The next day, the men of the oasis kill all the intruders. Subsequently, the oasis chiefs award Santiago 50 pieces of gold and ask him to become the oasis counselor. Instead, Santiago makes the difficult decision of leaving Fatima and the opportunity to become a counselor. He chooses to pursue his personal legend alongside the alchemist.
Story Shot 5: Our true treasure is not always what we think it is. This is the end of part 1 and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text, PDF, infographic, animated video, and audiobook summary of this book, and thousands of other books on the Story Shots app. What should our next book be? Suggest or vote it up using the Vote for New Book survey on the app. To dive into the details and support the author, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the Story Shots app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Comment, share to show you care, or let us know by contacting us at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. Story Shots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.